Things that I like. Things that I like, the guys do. This is the BA talking, so it's not really your girlfriend. I just pretend to be your girlfriend online, but I guess I'm just feeling. I listened to an audio and it made me cry. Because, like, okay, I've heard a lot of kinky audios. Some of my content is a little kinky. There's nothing wrong with kinks. But when a man gets romantic, I think we all want that. Let's be honest. I think we all want the romance, like the sexy stuff, whether it's a primal, whether it's being domed, whether it's being a switch, whether it's BDSM, like we still want the romance, I think. And there's very few audios, I think there's four, that I've listened to that have brought me to tears because they're really fucking good. These VAs are so good at what they do. I'm not, I'm such a novice at this. People just like the way I sound, so. I mean, when I was doing phone sex, people told me I should do stuff like this, and I couldn't get into it. But I think I just needed to hear the right voice. Like, the first guy that was like, "You should do audios," was like a Brit, and no offense to people from the UK. Some of you have lovely accents, but his was fucking. The only thing that I can associate his voice with is like drunk at the back of the pub. With, like, I don't know if Cockney is right, but just the accent wasn't like London. But, you know, he was very aroused by my voice and, like, very excited to do stuff. And I felt he was a little too eager. It made me feel uncomfortable, so I never did it. And, like, just so, like, some VA audios that I've heard, just, I remember just laughing my ass off. Like, just listening to, like, come on, guys. Like, the sound effects, like, okay, kissing, that's cool. And, like, but, like, how do you guys make some of these sound effects? Like, my mind. I love behind the scenes stuff. Like, I will watch a movie and I gotta do behind the scenes. Like, fucking, I loved Lord of the Rings growing up. I watched the four disc in all of the movies, the behind the scenes. Behind the scenes extended edition, like I love to see how everything's made, everything's put together. And it's the same with audio. It's like if you've watched a video of how people make sound effects for different things and they don't sound like the way that the sound was made is not at all how you thought it was, like, oh, stepping in snow is made via this way and like yada yada yada. And so, like, obviously, like, we're making, like, there's moaning. And there's kissing. But then there's like bow chicka bow wow. And like, how do you do the audios if you're not doing the bow chicka bow wow? So like it just cracks me up. Like that's where my mind goes. So like when I hear an audio, it has to be really good to where I don't think of that. Like sometimes my mind's just gonna be like, how did they do that? And how did they do that? I'm always curious. And I'm rambling and I can't remember. Oh, what do I like? Men. Oh, you men. First off, know this. I don't need you. I don't motherfucker need you. I am an independent, can open my own pickle jar, bitch. But there are times when I want you ever so much. And like the connection. Like, yeah, okay, sex is great. For me, it's all about the intimacy. Like, can I have a fucking conversation with you? I've talked to some really handsome men, and it's just not. There's no depth. I can't. I need depth. Please, for the love of God, give me depth. I can't. When a man tells you to look me in the eye, look at me, look at me. Like, not look at me when I'm talking to you. No, just that confident reassurance. It's like, hey, look at me, look at me. Especially with somebody that grew up with their head down 90% of the time and is now not that person anymore. Sometimes those tendencies still come and. I don't know, like, okay, I don't need you, but I want you. I'm thankful that you're with me. Just being around each other and that confident reassurance that you've got each other's backs and the trust is mutual and the communication is clear and the sex is insane. Come on, man. Like, it's gonna be fucking wild. Like, the amount of babies that are gonna be produced in these next couple of years because we're getting vaccinated and out of quarantine, and hopefully we can send more vaccinations to India. And I believe China still needs them too. Just anywhere, any country that needs it, that's like. Colombia is going through their situation as well. Like, it's crazy how we can just live in a bubble and think that everything is okay. Our world is fine. Forget about everybody else's world that they live in. Our little bubble is totally safe and totally fine. And if that's the way you want to live, then that's the way you want to live. No shame. I just can't do that. And so, if I can help. Even if it's in the smallest way, then that's what I'm gonna do. But, yeah. I don't need you, but I want you. And we all wanna be wanted. We all wanna be desired. We all wanna be loved. Baby, if you're listening, fuck it, I'm gonna post this. If you're listening, you are gonna find your person. Can't be me because I am not Polly and I would be exhausted being a girlfriend to close to 150 of you beautiful people. But you're all gonna find somebody, maybe more than somebody, whatever your preference, and you're gonna love them. And you're gonna be loved by them. And you're gonna feel safe. And I can't really tell you anything else because I haven't experienced it for myself, but those are things that I feel like are healthy and true for myself. And I want that for you too. I want a healthy relationship for myself, and I want one for you too. And some of us don't know what that looks like. And I will say this, after doing sex work for a little bit and dabbling in the VA community, obviously, like, hurt people, but mental health, thankfully, it's being talked about more, but especially in sex work, I think mental health and sex work needs to be talked about more. Because. It's a tricky situation. Like, we've all got our trauma. And I think the biggest thing is to take steps to learn and grow and process from the pain that we've been through in our lives and not let it control us or manipulate us. And that takes time. But I think as long as you're taking steps to grow as a human being or a unicorn, whatever you identify as, I think that this is really important in the VA community and the sex working community. If it's safe for work, if it's not safe for work, like, just take care of yourself. Take care of your mental well-being. Take care of your physical well-being. Surround yourself with solid people. And if you make a mistake, learn from it. Don't beat yourself up from it. Like, just learn and grow. Process and keep moving forward. Because mistakes are only failures if you choose not to grow from them. You are not a failure. You're a human being and you're gonna make mistakes. We're way too hard on ourselves. Anyways, I love you, babies. Don't worry, I will be doing a ramble fop relatively soon. I will be going on a trip, so you might not get any new stuff from me next week. But I love you all dearly. Stranger on the internet, you are my boo, and I love you. Okay, it's almost 2 a.m. All right.